Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Phoenix, Arizona, it's time for Phoenix Business Radio, spotlighting the city's best businesses and the people who lead them.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Culture Crush RX, brought to you by Anahata Marketing. And we are broadcasting live from the Phoenix Business Radio X studio here at Max 6 and are brought with our wonderful sponsors of Conscious Capitalism, AZ. We are highlighting the companies that we're crushing on for building great culture. We're going to dive into how they make it work well and give you some useful insights for creating or improving your own company culture. Because let's face it, if you don't consciously create your company culture, it's going to be created for you. So today I'm joined by Brenda Silvius. She's the Northern Arizona Area Manager for Pioneer Title Agency, which is an independently owned and family operated title insurance agency. It's got 66 offices in Arizona, correct?
Actually 70.
70 now, okay. Mm-hmm. Brenda is deeply involved in the community stewardship vision, ideas, and program development for Pioneer for all of the locations across Arizona, right?
Right.
We're going to talk about some really unique initiatives that you've put together and developed over the years that help contribute to your company's commitment to service, right? Big part of your culture there. And I love how you encourage your employees to get involved in giving back to the community. So
we
I'm looking forward to hearing a little bit about that.
Thank you.
So Brenda, I wanted you to tell us a little bit about yourself, but let's start with what was your very first job?
Oh, my very first job was a car hop. You know, they're non-existent today.
No, they are not. There is one in
Maine. Is there still
one? I worked
one?
There when I was in high school too, and it's still there.
I was going to say that gives away my age, right? But anyways, that was my first job at our A&W root beer stand.
Did you wear roller skates?
Actually, we didn't, thank God. Probably wouldn't be here today.
Very good. All right. So tell us a little bit more about Pioneer and what you do there today.
So I am the area manager for Northern Arizona. I'm located in Flagstaff. Pioneer is really unique. We are still a family-owned title agency, but we cover the entire state with over 70 offices. We're the biggest little company in the state. So we're the biggest title company in the state of Arizona, even though we're not one of the big boys, as you would put it.
Right.
And so I, as the area manager, I manage all offices from Page to Sedona.
Okay.
So one of our secrets is we go into the small communities, and so we provide them with this great, amazing service and community stewardship, which makes them very loyal to us.
Yeah, which is great. And I really want to dive into that about how it seems like your company has some amazing programs that you've put together that really get your employees out, involved with the community, doing a lot of giving back. I know one of the ones that was mentioned to me was something called Take a Hike.
Right. So this evolved accidentally, but it was perfect. It seemed like it was made for us. In 2015, we celebrated our 30th anniversary as mm-hmm. a company, which was really awesome. And we grew from just a few small offices in the southern part of the state in Sierra Vista. That's where our home office is. Mm-hmm. A lot of people don't even know where Sierra Vista is.
Right.
And we had grown substantially by that time. And we wanted to do something. And we wanted to do something more than have a party for people. And we more than just give our employees something. We wanted to do something that really follows our culture, which is a culture of giving back to the communities that support us. Mm-hmm. So we put an email out to the employees. This is the way we do it. We do it by mass, and said, anybody got any ideas? And one of our marketing reps, Paul Jordan, who's actually works here in the Valley, knew from something he had read recently that the Arizona Trail, which is one of the few border-to-border trails in the country, was celebrating its 30th anniversary. It had only been completed about 5 years.
Okay.
But the vision of the trail and the start of it was 30 years ago. So we reached out. I reached out, and actually I got to be part of this, which is really awesome, because I called Keith Newland, who's the owner of our company. Mm-hmm. I said, Keith, we need to do something really special for our anniversary. And so he allowed me to reach out. And then when Paul came up with this idea, I reached out to the Arizona Trail and we talked to the CEO, which is Matthew Nelson. Mm-hmm. And we said, Matthew, it's our 30th anniversary. It's your 30th anniversary. We would like to do something special. And with that something special, we would like to raise $30,000 to give to you. So we stuck with the 30s all the way across. Mm-hmm. And so they were so on board. They are a wonderful organization. Mm-hmm. If you've never been on the trail, I highly recommend it. It runs from Sierra Vista or the southern part of the state through the Grand Canyon to the northern border.
One trail that goes that whole
one trail.
What's the name of the organization again?
It's the Arizona Trail Association.
Arizona Trail Association.
And it's 811 miles.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
So I want to hear, I think I heard that you guys covered all 811 miles,
we
right?
We did. Not right. at one time, of course. So the trail is broken up into 43 sections. And those sections can range from about 7 miles to some of them upwards of 14 to 17 miles. Some of them are in very rugged parts.
Okay.
One part of the trail goes from the south rim of the canyon down through the canyon to the north rim.
Okay.
Other parts are in some really back country.
So you had team members
we had
really
team members.
Relaying?
We did.
How did every team member participate, or did some people say, I really want to do that rough part? I don't know. Yeah,
you know,
I want to do the rough part.
Because of some of our age and some of our physical condition, we had a lot of options. But what we did was, with the 43 teams, we asked offices to adopt a segment. So every office and sometimes two offices together adopted a segment, and they figured out how to get it covered.
Okay.
So it probably was team members, staff members, but it also could be friends. It could be our business associates.
Right.
It could be our supporters. And sometimes they did it on horseback. Sometimes they walked. Sometimes they rode bicycles, because it's a big bicycle trail too.
Yeah.
And then they would report back to us, send us pictures, and our public relations firm, HMA, did a great job of getting it in local media, getting it on social media for us, and then we supported it by putting it throughout the company and got everybody excited. And with that, with walking the section, part of the goal was you needed to raise money. And you could do it however you wanted.
Okay.
So in our area, we had a really big section. The last section goes from south of Flagstaff through the Grand Canyon to the far end.
Okay.
And so, and we fortunately have a triathlete in the office who has run the Grand Canyon several times. So we had that part of the trail covered. We knew we had that one, right?
There you go.
But we had to find other people.
No pressure.
To,
no pressure on that one
person. Right? But we really had to have it. We ended up with two people doing it, actually. So it was great.
Good.
But so with ours, we took pledges. So we went out to our business associates, the realtors and the lenders and the attorneys in our community and our people, our friends at church. And we said, we're going to cover this many miles of the Arizona Trail, will you pledge? And so people pledged money. So we raised over $5,000 on our segment.
Okay.
But some of the staff members, one staff member made a quilt, a staff member in Kingman. Now, the trail is kind of in the central and northern and eastern part of the state.
Mm-hmm.
So Kingman's kind of far away from that, but they actually came over and hiked in our section so they could get some hiking in.
Uh-huh.
But they did a lot to raise money. They made a quilt, auctioned it off, and contributed that money. Other people sold baked goods. I mean, they did all kinds of things to raise money. And then as employees, we wrote checks too, because we felt really driven to get to that $30,000 mark.
Did you meet or exceed it?
We not only met $30,000, when the whole project was done, which it took us about a year, because you have to do different parts of the trail in different seasons.
That makes sense.
You know, we're a state of many seasons.
Yeah. You weren't like passing a baton each
time. No. So we just did sections as we got them done, as the weather permitted.
Mm-hmm.
And by the time it was done, it took us about 18 months to finish the whole trail. We had raised over $60,000.
Doubled your goal.
We had. And
very good.
Part of that money went to two really important things. One big chunk, we discovered as members out, people, common people out on the trail, that the trail signs weren't very good, that they lacked, there was some big gaps in marking. And so if you're out in the woods, sometimes you could get a little lost.
Yeah.
We had one group that had to have a little rescue, but we don't talk much about that. And they all survived. But so they took a chunk of our money to sign the trail better,
perfect,
which we thought was great, because that really provides something for all people.
Exactly.
And then they took another chunk of our money, which we love this plan. They took about $20,000 of it, and they assigned it to a project where anybody, any individual that finishes the 811 miles, not on one trip, but over a course of time, they get to become a member of a special part of their organization. And now they get a special recognition.
Oh,
and so
good.
Our money is paying for the recognition.
Oh, that's
and
good.
That's really good.
How many people have done that so far, do you know?
Honestly, I don't know. And I should have found out before
I came. That's all right.
I don't know how many people have, but so we still support them. Every year, Keith, as the company, gives them money. Mm-hmm. In our office, we just moved into a brand new office in Flagstaff, and we have a corner that's for kids, and it's called our Arizona Trail Corner, and we have these great booklets that kids can play with, and we have signposts, just like the trail signs, that have all of our employee and staff member names on them with little arrows to their office. So it's cool. Like a real, you know, we've really adopted it.
Yeah, that's very cool.
Because we actually are right in the center of it. So,
yeah, you know, that's, we're more. That's fantastic. More adjusting. Do you have any examples of how that really kind of helped bring everybody together? I mean, it seems intuitive. You're working towards this goal together, but mm-hmm. it's a nice way to bring, you know, with your offices all over the state, to kind of create that, that community when everybody's so far apart. Were you kind of challenging each other?
I got to be in charge of it. So that was really exciting. But the Arizona Trail made an 8-foot map for me of the trail that hung on my wall. And then as some section was finished, I would black that out and say who it was. Cool. And we'd blast that out. But I think what it did, so most people that think of doing something outside feel like you have to be very physical and mm-hmm. stuff. So this really brought employees that are very outdoorsy and into biking or into hiking or into running or have horses into doing something with the other employees that maybe weren't so. So it really brought us all together. Plus, everybody was very excited about helping something that other Arizona residents and visitors got to use. And it's become, the Arizona Trail has become a really unique thing in Arizona.
Right.
You know, the Appalachian Trail is really big back east. We're becoming bigger and bigger and getting more well known. Mm-hmm. And it made it more special for us even because the person that had the inception about the trail originally is actually a Flagstaff resident. So came up with the idea. And us, it felt very hard.
Yeah.
But we're glad Paul figured that out because it just felt, I think it was meant for us. It was a perfect way to give back to mm-hmm. Arizona for our 30th anniversary.
Right.
And we all got to know each other better.
Exactly. That's kind of the fun part about it. You're getting out and you're doing things. I mean, were you doing these hikes during the workday or were they on the weekends?
So this particular project was on the weekends. Mm-hmm. We didn't do any incentive for the employees to be off during the work week.
Okay.
But so it was all done on weekends.
Yeah. But it still brings people together. I like the healthy aspect of it.
Well, that was the other thing. So it was a health benefit to us because mm-hmm. we got people out. Now, some of us, oh my gosh, we were like dying when we were done, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But other people loved it. And we have one person that rides a lot and he covered a lot of the trail on horseback, which was very cool.
Yeah. Did you find anybody that just finally fell in love with hiking or someone that hadn't really tried it and then they thought, you know what, I actually enjoy this?
I think a lot of people have found that they like to be out more. And we've had people that have gone back many times. And there were some parts of the trail that because of the ruggedness of it and because of the season that you could do it, we had trouble. So we actually reached out to disabled American veterans and they had a hiking group that hiked one section for us. So we really made it a collaborative event.
Mm-hmm. That's really cool. It's a great way to get the employees involved, get the community involved. It's a good story of giving back.
Yeah.
I love that. So that was 3 years ago, your 30th
2015.
Mm-hmm. 2015. All right. And then I know I heard about some other programs that, what's the old school program?
So we worked on that first project for about 18 months. And that was the first time that we had ever done a collaborative full company project.
Okay.
And it was such a great experience. And everybody loved it so much that I was sitting in my office about a year and a half ago and I said, we need a new project. We need to do something
new. Keep doing that. Yeah.
So I called Keith and Keith said, you know, I've been thinking about that. We need a new project. He said that was so beneficial. And so again, we reached out to the employees and this was a cool time. So we let everybody send us ideas. And there were a lot of ideas from building a house that we auctioned off and gave money to a homeless charity or something, mm-hmm. to helping schools, to helping the homeless, to food banks. Everybody had a kind of a charity of their choice. Mm-hmm. But we were trying to find something that was universal because, again, we wanted to do it throughout the state.
Right.
So we took all those ideas and then a committee chose the idea and the person whose idea was chosen got to give a certain amount of money to the charity of their choice. And then we promoted their idea. So the biggest push of ideas was to help the schools. Mm-hmm. You know, Arizona's schools are not ranked very high right. when you look at us in the nation.
Yeah.
And we have great kids here. They deserve yes. the best.
Absolutely.
So anything we can do to promote our school system and to make it better is really important to us mm-hmm. because we live and work in those communities and right. those kids are going to be doing our job and helping us in the future. So it's important. Mm-hmm. So we chose working with schools and the two reasons. One of the reasons that a lot of people wanted to, and the second reason is that there are schools every place.
That's true.
Everybody has
every community has
every
schools.
Every community has schools. They have mm-hmm. public schools, they have private schools, you know, they have charter schools. There are a lot of schools to choose from. Mm-hmm. And we were looking for a cool name, so we decided to choose Old School because we're kind of an old-fashioned kind of company because mm-hmm. we're privately held. Mm-hmm. You know, we're really group oriented. And then we went out to our staff members, children and grandchildren, and we let them design logos. So we had a logo contest before we got this up and running. And we let them, there was about 10 entries and kids drew them and they were with crayon and they were with watercolors and they sent them to us.
We're going to have to get some pictures for our You'll show have notes. Yeah, we need pictures of the trail. We need pictures of these logos.
Pictures of the logos. Yes. That's right. Oh, we have a great logo for the hike too.
Great.
So you'll have to get pictures of both of those.
Yeah.
And then we chose two logos and they put the two logos together because they were both great to make our logo. And we gave those kids books because we were trying to still think about school. And one of the winners was like kind of in a very rural community in Southern Arizona. So we sent them a gift card to get a book, but the other ones we bought special books for and they were thrilled. Plus their artwork has been all over now for 18 months.
Okay.
So we've been doing this for a while.
Okay.
But that's how it got started. The unique thing about this project, where the trail project, we were all focused on one thing. Mm-hmm. This allowed everybody to support something that they wanted to support within the school system.
Okay.
And it also came with two special gifts. Keith gave each employee $100 to spend on any project of their choice.
Oh, very
And he gave them 8 hours of paid time off.
Oh.
So they got a full paid day if they wanted to do, if part of what they wanted to do was volunteer during the day, and their $100. And that $100, they could use it. If there was six people in your office, you could pool it and you'd have $600 to buy something for the school. Okay. Or if I wanted to spend my $100 and give it to somebody, you know, a teacher that really deserved it for mm-hmm. classroom supplies, I could. And some of the projects.
So every employee got the $100?
Everybody.
How many employees do
we
have?
We have over 600.
That's great. Yeah. Okay. That's great.
And that is beside other so we have totally at this point, I have some notes here if you don't mind if I check just
for
a second.
Yeah.
So we have over 603 employees in the Pioneer portion of our company, 70 branches, and about 44% of the branches have participated or have used their money and their time off.
Okay.
And about 35% of the employees have. So we still have
still
a
open,
ways to go.
Right?
It's still going. Yes, we have till the end of this year.
Okay.
So we have about another 6 months, right?
Okay. So what do you guys do? You know, I think that's a fantastic way to really help people do something good.
Yes.
That's got a lot of good feels. I definitely see that. So how did you promote it within the teams? Like how are you, you know, you still have people that haven't taken advantage. So what's your method of making sure that they do take advantage of that?
Well, we put together a committee. We do a lot of things by committee.
Uh-huh.
So we split the state up in quadrants. And so there was sort of a person that led the charge mm-hmm. in each quadrant. And then they put out as much information as they could and tried to encourage each office.
Mm-hmm.
Our goal is to have 100% office participation and 90% of our employee participation. It's what we'd really like to have over the time.
Right. I mean, you can't be too forceful about
it
because it kind of takes something away from it.
Because you want them to be, and a lot of
genuine.
People are really busy. Our profession right now, the home sales in Arizona is just amazing. And so everybody is really, really busy. The day-to-day mm-hmm. part of our work, everybody is really busy.
Right. You don't want any of these fun things to feel like they're adding pressure.
No, you don't.
Yeah.
You want it to be something that they want to do, that mm-hmm. they're passionate about.
Yeah.
Then the other thing we did is that some of us had some great ideas. So we went ahead and did a few of the projects. And then we try to make sure that those projects get out on our social media.
Yeah.
So that the other parts of the state know. Mm-hmm. And each of those quadrant leaders would share projects to try to get people involved. One of the first things we did in Flagstaff, we have an underprivileged area school. Mm-hmm. It's an elementary school called Kellup Elementary. Mm-hmm. It's a great school, but they don't have a lot of funding because the families that have children that go there don't have a lot of extra money.
Right.
And they have an amazing chess program. It was established, I want to say, maybe 10 years ago, between 5 and 10 years ago. And these are kids that don't get a lot of that kind of thing at home. Mm-hmm. So this was a really unique project. The chess club is about 43 members now, and they have actually taken the national championship.
That's great.
And this year, they won the Arizona championship, and they wanted to go to nationals, and they needed to raise $25,000 to do it. And they were at $20,000, and they could not seem to get the last $5,000. So we took it on as a project, and in a week, we raised the last $5,000 for them. So that was our very first old school project.
Very cool.
And they did great. And we were so thrilled. We were so thrilled to be able to put them over the top mm-hmm. so that all the kids could go.
Yeah.
Because it that kind of thing makes a difference.
That's a great story.
Yeah. And yeah. So that was one of the first projects. A lot of the schools have done like the backpack projects where they stuff yep. backpacks and give them. Mm-hmm. There are a lot of programs in schools where kids that are on the free lunch program take home backpacks with food over the weekend.
Right.
And so a lot of people have done food drives. You know, we've involved. One of the key things to make this a success is that they reach out and involve their customers too. We want our customers to feel like, you know, yeah. they want to be part of this too.
Of course.
So they would put food containers in the lobbies and, you know, and have customers bring donations in. There's a project going on right now called Change for Change. And the office has taken those giant 5-gallon water jugs and set them in the lobbies mm-hmm. and asking customers and employees to drop all their change
There's
in.
Their change.
And then they're going to donate each 5-gallon jug, which will be about $4,000 to a school in the area wow. when it's done.
Yeah.
It's taking a while, but it'll get there.
That's a lot of
right?
change. Yeah.
Right. A lot.
And who's lifting that?
Yeah. Oh, we hadn't thought about that. That happens to be in my lobby. Oh my gosh. The fork. Yeah, be me. No, yeah. I don't think so.
Let me Maybe get we want lift. Some 1-gallon jugs.
Right. Might be a much better plan if you're going to do that yeah. one, right? Thanks for thinking that.
Yeah, you're welcome.
I'll invite you up.
Okay. I work out. I got this.
All right. You got this covered, right? Yeah. That's funny. Yeah. So it's just little things like that have made a huge difference. In our Winslow office, very small office, 3 people. Winslow's a really small yeah. community, but very historic. Our office manager, Lorraine, makes the best salsa, homemade salsa ever. So, and her customers love it. So Lorraine made salsa and sold it.
Oh, very good.
The company helped her buy the supplies for it. Mm-hmm. And then that was with her $100.
Yeah.
And then with all the proceeds, she ran a reading program in the elementary school in Winslow. And what she did was she went and read to the kids for this set of time. Mm-hmm. And then they had a certain number of books to read. Mm-hmm. And all the ones that finished the program got this great Pioneer Title Agency bag, of course, full of great books.
Oh, that's
and
really
she
good.
Used the, so she used the proceeds from the salsa sales from her hard work
yeah.
to help fund this. We've had a lot of people that have gone into the schools and read. They've helped on field trips. One of the other unique things is Camp Colton, which is a camp, again, in the northern part of Arizona, mm-hmm. that all sixth graders get to go and learn some environmental school
okay.
skills. It's great. They go for a week.
Wow.
And it's very rustic. It's been there for a long time. And every year they open it up, it needs repainting and refurbishing. Mm-hmm. So the Coconino County offices all went together and went out last year and we painted and we cleaned up and we built benches. And so there's a lot of varied projects and
yeah.
also colleges. We've sold bricks to help fund a college training program. So it's gone from elementary school.
All the way up.
Uh-huh.
That's really, really cool.
It's really wonderful.
Are these things, you know, when you're looking to bring in new employees and now that, you know, employees always want to know what's the culture
right,
like in a company
do.
Before they come and work. So are these things that you tend to share with people in that screening process?
I do.
And yeah,
I think we all do. We've just been interviewing for a couple of new positions. Mm-hmm. And one of the first things we tell them is that we are a family. Mm-hmm. We're treated like family and we believe our community is part of our family mm-hmm. and that we hope that they would embrace that.
Right.
And we hope that they would love to have that opportunity. You know, I think most people would like to work in that kind of culture.
You spend more time at work sometimes than you do with your actual family. So it is nice if you feel that connection.
And we hope that you love your community. We hope you love where you live and you want to make that place better.
Right.
And that's what our company allows. We give a lot of money to different organizations, a lot of nonprofit organizations. Mm-hmm. And the way we choose those is from the bottom up. We let employees make suggestions.
That's so good. You're giving them a voice. I think people like to be heard.
They're part of it. It's a buy-in.
Yes.
And our company...
And they feel valued.
They do feel valued. Mm-hmm. So our company's slogan, so to speak, is commitment to service.
Yeah.
And that commitment to service is to our customers, of course. We want to give them the best service possible, but it's also service to our community. Mm-hmm. And again, Keith Newland, the owner of the company, strongly believes that we live and work in these areas and we need to make them a better place.
Yeah.
And we need to support the people that support us. And so we have this great reputation across the state, not just in the small communities, but across the state, even in Maricopa County and the big areas, of really supporting. And oftentimes people come to us kind of as a last ditch effort because they need a little bit more money or they need a little bit of help. There was a large fire in Flagstaff several years ago. It burnt a lot of Mount Eldon and it was huge. Mm-hmm. Shortly after that, the monsoons came. And so the flooding was really, really bad.
Yeah.
So we sent employees out during work time to fill sandbags. So United Way reached out to us and said, is there any way you guys can help? And we help.
Said yes. We'll
Somebody reaches out and we help. If someone needs money, we try our best.
And it sounds like it's really coming from a place of love, not a place of, we're trying to, we're just trying to make ourselves look good.
We're
so
not trying to impress.
Yeah.
You know, we really don't even publicize it very much. HMA has done a great job of helping us
with
that.
This is why we're talking about it now. We want people to know. Yeah.
And I appreciate that. This is a wonderful opportunity. But we don't do it. We don't do it for the recognition.
Right.
We do it because we care.
Yeah.
And the other thing is, because of that, because we care so much about the community and our customers, we care about each other.
Right.
And so
it all works together.
If you talk to any of my staff members, we've had people that have worked there over 30 years.
Yeah.
And a lot of them have come from the corporate world because our world is really basically a lot of corporate companies. Right. They would say that this is the best place they've ever worked. And they don't leave. Very seldom, unless they retire, I very seldom lose an employee.
That's a big indicator right there. If you don't have high turnover, you must be doing something right.
Right.
You
know? And I would encourage anybody to adopt this culture. It is an amazing culture. And it all stems from Keith,
Do you know, was that intentionally created that way? This, when he founded the company, this was always his vision?
So Keith and his father founded the company and it's just the kind of person he is.
Yeah.
It's the way his father was. It's just the way they were raised. Mm-hmm. And they started out in small, and then they brought on other people that bought into it. Like, you know, I feel like I've drunk the Kool-Aid.
But it sounds like a Kool-Aid.
It is a great Kool-Aid. But there's a lot of people that have just come on and they've really adopted it as their own.
Yeah.
And so it has just expanded.
Yeah.
And with all of these 600 and some minds, we come up with some great opportunities. I can't wait to see what our next project is.
I know. I'm excited to hear what it'll be too.
I feel like we'll never go without a project because it really brings the company together. We're so spread out. We need something.
Was
to do that.
Take a Hike was kind of the first initiative like that?
It was the first whole company
and
initiative.
And now going forward, there's never not going to be one of those.
I don't think there'll ever be a lack.
Yeah.
That'd be great.
It is a great idea. I think anybody, and especially when you have multiple locations, it's a nice way to unify people.
It is.
That you maybe don't talk to very often.
You don't talk or see, you don't know them. You know, you may see their picture on our website and you may speak to them on the telephone.
Yeah.
But then when you're working on a project that's similar and they call you for some ideas or something, it just makes you feel like you know them.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you guys ever do, you know, because you're only in Arizona, right?
We are. We're just in Arizona.
Do you ever have like a gathering of the entire
Oh my gosh.
Staff?
We have an annual picnic.
Okay.
And it has grown this year. It was held in Prescott. It was about 3 weeks ago and it was 1,250 people.
Wow, because everybody brings their families.
Yes.
Well, I need a picture of that too. Looking at your PR girl. That's really cool. So what's the picnic like? What do you guys do?
So the picnic is different every year. Okay. And every year we have a different location. We are sort of running out of locations. So please feel free to give me some suggestions.
Okay.
Because we're a big group now.
Yeah.
And
anybody out there that has a spot that can host about 1,500 people?
Give us a call, yeah. Right? So we have it typically in the summer. So we try to have it in the northern part of the state.
You don't want to be right here in Phoenix.
No, except last year we were. But we were at the Arizona Grand Resort. And so there was the water park. And,
right.
So that was okay.
You probably took over the whole Arizona
Right. I'm sure they must have. Yeah. And then this year we went to Watson Lake in Prescott. And so it was all outdoors and we did a food truck sort of theme.
Okay.
So the food was from food trucks and we played games like Family Feud. And then we had, it was kind of based on the X Games.
Mm-hmm.
So they had all kinds of athletic games as well. And then we gave away medals and, you know, because it's an Olympic year. So it's a great adventure. And then we we've done it in Flagstaff. We've done it a couple of times in the valley because the resorts we can go to, but it's still hard to get enough space for us to do
that's a big group.
Because we used to be much smaller.
Yeah.
But once a year to get together is fun.
That's
sometimes the only time you see other people
and you're amazed. Sure. Yeah.
The other cool thing about the company, and I think this fosters a great relationship, is that we hire a lot of family members. You know, a lot of companies will not do that.
Right.
But in our case, a lot of us have. So until recently, my husband worked for the company and I have two granddaughters that work for the company.
Wow.
We have in my office, I have a husband and wife and a mother that work.
Wow.
But there's a lot of that. So people love working here so much that they bring their family in.
Exactly. If it was miserable, nobody would be like, hey, right? You should come work here
with
me.
It's a good thing.
Yeah, no, that's wonderful.
It is.
That's
and
really
so
cool.
That ties us all kind of tightly together as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And then, everybody kind of gets to know each other's other extended family. And that sounds like a great place to work. And you've been there, you said, for 15 years?
15 years in September, yes.
15 years in September you've been with the company.
Yeah.
What kinds of places did you work in before that, just for comparison's sake?
So I'm a county manager currently. And before I took this position, which is about 12 months ago, I was a marketing manager. So that's why I can talk about the company.
Yeah.
I sold the company on a daily basis to our customers, which are basically realtors and lenders.
Okay.
So before I joined Pioneer Title, I was an escrow officer. So I actually worked in the field.
Okay.
But I worked for one of the big corporate companies.
So you see the contrast.
So I came out of corporate into privately owned. Oh, big difference. In a corporate culture, you're a number.
Right.
And it's all about the money that you bring in.
And generally speaking, that's true.
That's really true. And I'm not saying that we don't need to bring in money because we
do
need to bring
business,
in money.
Of course, your business, yes.
But we are people.
Yes.
And we are looked at like people. We treat our customers like people.
Yes.
And money is kind of the secondary thing.
Yes.
And you know, well, when you
treat
people
right. We're
going
to give a gentle plug for conscious capitalism.
All right.
But do you know the organization?
I'm sorry, I don't.
Yeah, they're based out of here. They actually are our studio sponsor as well. But I encourage you to check them out because you guys already align. You know,
awesome.
And it definitely is. It promotes that whole idea of, yes, you are a business. You are here to make money, but you really care about the people.
Yeah.
You know, you care about what you're doing. You care about
people
in the community. You care about your staff members. You care about how you make that money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's much more important to make money that way.
Right.
Making money is the secondary thing.
Right.
If you treat people right and you do the right thing, money comes.
Money comes and you're making an impact on the world. You're doing something good.
I hope so. Yeah. I hope we're making an impact on Arizona.
Yes.
We may not have reached out to the world
we're part of it. It's all connected.
We are.
Yeah. Yeah. That's fantastic. So any other programs or what other elements of your company culture do you think really contribute to this family atmosphere that you're creating?
You know, I think that's basically the basics.
Yeah.
Mostly it's the way we're treated and the way we treat our customers.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of, you know, Keith will always tell you that commitment in our slogan, commitment to service, is commitment to our customers, yes, and to give them the best service, but commitment to our employees to make sure that they have a really good place to spend their time and to earn their living and to spend their day-to-day working hours.
Mm-hmm.
And we hope that they enjoy it.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Now, is he a pretty hands-on leader? Does he go out to all the offices and visit with people?
I think that makes
a difference.
He does. He still controls a lot of it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have area managers that work under him, but Keith is very hands-on.
Yeah.
And I would say there are probably is no one in the company that he doesn't know their name and a little bit about their family.
Yeah.
And that's even cooler. I mean, and with, you know, it's when I started, there was maybe 7 to 10 offices, and now look at how many we have.
Wow.
And so that has got to
in
be a challenge.
Years, that's rapid growth.
Yeah, he has done some really rapid growth, but he still maintained the integrity and kept
which
to
is,
the task.
That's amazing, because that's where I think a lot of times it gets difficult, because as you grow, you get those little microcultures that bubble up.
And they want to do other things. You know, people come in, and a lot of our people, most of the employees at our company, you either started with a company and stayed forever, or you came from another company, which was a corporate company. Mm-hmm. And sometimes when you come over because we are who we are. But then when you get there, you want to change it. You know, back. So there's always those little pulls, but it's not changed. And that's what's cool about it.
Yeah.
We still have a covered wagon, actually. You know, we're called Pioneer Title.
Right.
And so we have an original covered wagon. It is really awesome. And we put it in parades and stuff.
Oh, okay.
So we still have those hometown family values.
Yeah. Yeah. It's very apparent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm afraid. I have to tell you, I could talk about Pioneer all day long, because I so believe it is the best place in the world to work.
Yeah, it really comes across that you truly feel that way.
I'm glad.
I mean, I know you gave away your marketing background.
I did, but
you seem genuine.
I am really genuine. Yeah. I cannot say enough about it.
Yeah, that's fantastic. Well, I really appreciate you sharing these stories with us. I hope that we have other companies that want to emulate this and that
I
want to
so
create
too.
The same kind of culture within, no matter what the industry, that family atmosphere.
It works
is
for
great.
Anybody, I think.
And, you know, I'd love to see that corporate could take on that family atmosphere. I mean, I know that this happens just because it's a family owned company and because of who the people are, but I think there are bigger companies
There's
can do the same things
don't
too.
You think?
For sure. Yeah, absolutely.
Thank you for giving us the opportunity to tell you and your listeners about us.
Yeah, no, we appreciate it. So, Brenda, how can people get a hold of you if they're interested? If anybody's like, I need a job.
So they can email me at Brenda S, that's S like in Sam, at PTAAZ.com. And I can get them in the hands of the right person.
Okay, fantastic. And are you on LinkedIn? Can they find you there?
I am on LinkedIn.
Okay.
And I'm also on Facebook and all the other social media accounts.
Okay.
And or they can contact HMA and they can direct them to us too.
All
and we always have job openings. So we have lots of opportunity to work.
Do you have, what's the website for Pioneer?
Website is www.ptaaz.com. AZ.com.
Okay.
Very simple.
Pioneer Title Agency, PTAAZ.com.
Yep.
Is there a careers page on there?
There is.
Okay. So
there
people
is.
Can go there.
Plus,
and take
there's a
look.
Great page talking about our community work.
Fantastic. Okay. And then we will be sure to get some pictures and add some things to the show notes when we get this posted, because you've mentioned so many great things that I'm sure people want to get a visual of. I do for myself. Any last little things you feel like you want to share? Anything we didn't cover?
No, I just want to say that we really appreciate our customers, and it's because our customers are so loyal to us that we can do these other things.
Mm-hmm.
So they're what drives all this.
Absolutely.
And makes it a great place to work, because we have great customers and great employees, and it just all blends together.
Yes.
We're just on a very even keel.
I love it. I love it. It sounds fantastic. It's really, really been great chatting with you.
Thank you
for
it's
coming
been
in.
Great to be here.
Yeah, I love it. All right. Well, thank you so much for listening to Culture Crush RX, sponsored by Anahata Marketing and hosted by on the Phoenix Business Radio X Network. I hope you've taken away some great tidbits and some insights and maybe some ideas that you can implement in your workplace to get that family vibe going. So until next time.